This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what we're going to be talking about today, just for the record, is medical tyranny. Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under Operation Warp Speed. Folks, the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled spin doctors, the useful idiots, are now telling you, mask off. Exactly as to who they are and what it is that they mean to do. They want mandated vaccinations just like we had forecasted several months ago when this first came out. This is the pill in the jam. They want to force vaccinations on each and every one of us, friends, under the guise of our safety. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, friends. With that, I also want to throw out a couple things that we need to be made aware of as well. You all know who the mommy, activist mommy is, right? She's a friend of a friend who started out from her home, and she just piped up one day, and she just took off. She's a great representative to speak to the women of this country on so many different fronts. I just seen a video of her, speaking of the activist mommy, and it's funny how she's talking about the Gestapo. It's funny how she's talking about the brown shirts. It's funny how she's now all of a sudden talking about how this is not the Third Reich and we are not to submit to unconstitutional edicts coming from the state. Great information. She's exactly right. To all those that criticized me for the line that we were on, I say, you can tell me you're sorry anytime you'd like to. Because now it's out there. Everybody's talking about what we have been talking about for years on the front. I'm not looking for accreditation. I'm not looking for your accolade. I'm just saying that we need to pay attention when the Holy Ghost is leading us somewhere, making us aware of the things that are taking place as he continuously blows the trumpet through those that are willing to put the trumpet to their mouth because they love God and they love their brothers and sisters because they love their country. Okay, so here we are. But it was interesting. The activist mommy was talking about how, listen carefully, friends, your said representatives in states across the United States of America are releasing sex offenders. Now, we knew that they were releasing felons. We knew that they were releasing and wanted to release in Seattle, Washington, friends, a repeat serial killers. Yes, you heard me right. It's interesting how they want to release serial rapists. As a matter of fact, the activist mommy actually brought up an individual who was guilty of raping a 12-year-old boy. They released him back out into the streets of America. And then she brought up the point of the woman that brought her in Idaho, brought her little daughter to the park and was arrested by the police. You need to pay attention to what this is all about. You also need to pay attention and pay close attention to the correlation, friends, between the government that says that they are looking out for you, that they are concerned for your safety. You need to keep in mind that they are the guilty party, as are the accomplices that stand back and do nothing concerning the American people. They are the responsible party that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. You know, it's funny how people talk about how we need to begin to deal with what's going on here in a more severe manner. Folks, it doesn't get any more severe than allowing your government to assail innocent babies in their womb now, does it? No, it doesn't. This is all about your safety, friends. People still can't see what this is about? Are you people kidding me? I just want to say this. Let them out. Because my generation is a generation that will hunt these jokers down. You violate their kids, you can mark my words, friends, it ain't going to go well. You know, it's interesting that they even made it through prison, because in most cases, how many of these child rapists, these pedophiles, have been murdered in prison? Instead of the judge actually dealing with them, according to Scripture, and might I add, nowhere can you find in Scripture as to how you're supposed to deal with an individual that rapes children. Why? Because it was an unforced, it was unspoken. They were unspoken crimes. There was zero tolerance for any crime to be committed like that in Scripture whatsoever. And also keep in mind, throughout Scripture, it was the curses that were amen, not the blessings. Let's put it into perspective. And they amened the curses, friends, the judgments, because that meant they were holding each other accountable to hold up God's moral law concerning those that would dare commit a crime against the child. I also want to tell you concerning these child rapists that have been freed by the government, when this is all about your safety in your care, friends, that want to vaccinate you, they want to put folks, they want you to accept their resolution concerning this virus that they cannot even prove. Just think about that. They want you to take a vaccination for a virus they can't even prove. Because it's not about the virus, it's about getting the vaccination into your body, just for the record. But I want you to go back to these people that your said representatives that are looking out for you and your safety, that are having mommies, friends, that are having mommies arrested for taking their children out to the park, that they're releasing repeat child sex offenders. Let me tell you their lot, okay? Luke 17:2 says what? It tells us, in the King James Version, it were better for a millstone to be wrapped around his neck and him to cast himself into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. When you go back to the Old Testament, right, what does it tell us? If they shall at all in any wise afflict a fatherless child, what does the Lord say he will do? In verse 24, Exodus 22, he said, "And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives will be widows and your children fatherless." Hey, folks, touch not the Lord's children. It's enemy. Isn't it interesting that the enemy of men's souls would have you go that direction? That's how sick some of these people are. They've had to feed this monster to commit the crimes that they have committed. And these monsters need to see the back end of God's justice firsthand. In this earth, as it is in heaven, friends, not after they die, they need justice now. Your government is releasing sexual offenders, pedophiles, back out onto the streets of America. Then they have their brown shirts go out, just like activist mommy was sharing on her video this morning that just popped up. And the brown shirts come out and arrest the mom as they're releasing child sex offenders back out onto the streets. Has anybody figured out what this is all about yet? I mean, what extremity do we need to bring you to before your eyes are pried open? I know there's many of you who could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. But I'll tell you, when you see it is when it happens to your kids. And it's a sad case for your child, isn't it? Americans need to stand up and be the Americans that God has called them to be in Christ first and foremost before we have the audacity to call ourselves patriots, which means to uphold dying laws. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Here with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, if you'd like to watch us live, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 articles out there giving you information, friends, that actually stands against what you're being fed concerning the propagandists through the mainstream media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page when you click on and grab a couple articles, friends, and join us on YouTube even now. Join us on live chat. We are live from 2 to 3 Central, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, 2 to 4 Central. And you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click us on and join us on live chat. If you're driving and you're listening to one of the 120 affiliates that we have across the country right now and then some, please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be talking about medical tyranny in just a couple minutes here. Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under Operation Warp Speed. We're going to give you some information on that. But before we do, I'd had a conversation with someone this morning in Minnesota here. And interestingly enough, he had brought up, Ron Branster, he's an activist here, he had brought up the fact that churches are being encouraged right now by Liberty Counsel. It's a law firm out of Lynchburg, Virginia. Well, it's interesting because I just happen to have a friend over there named Richard Mastin. He is, he doesn't call himself the lead attorney over there, but he's my lead attorney over there, and this guy gets the job done. I invited him on the radio with me, and I wanted to kind of get the American people to listen to the initiative that Liberty Counsel is pushing right now concerning the opening of the churches across the United States of America. Thank you for jumping on with me, Richard. I truly appreciate it. I really do.
Hey, Bradley. Glad to be here. Yes, Liberty Counsel and a number of others were calling on churches to open and believers to start meeting again on Sunday, May 3rd. And you can visit the website reopenchurch.org for more info on that.
Amen. Can you tell us, Richard, some of the cases that you've taken up? I believe it was Liberty Counsel that actually backed Rodney Howard Brown concerning his issues. He was actually incarcerated in his particular county, and you guys intervened. And what took place after that happened with Rodney Howard Brown?
Well, because Rodney Howard Brown stood up and he said, I have to have church, he was arrested on Monday, and it was really egregious how it went down. But the Lord works through bad circumstances like Joseph and the life of Joseph. And in this case, by him taking that stand, the governor of Florida reopened the state for churches within 3 days, or by the end of the week, had removed the ability of the counties and the liberal Democrat-dominated cities to impose greater restrictions on churches than the state executive orders. And so it was his sacrifice and humiliation led to opening the state. I forget the tally of the numbers, but it's what, more than 12 million people, 16 million people in Florida that received freedom because of that action.
And it goes to show you the Lord does not use a majority to prevail. It shows you that he's willing to find the one man that's willing to stand up and do the stuff. And, I just high-five this individual, Rodney Howard Brown, for doing so. You had some other cases across the United States of America. Can you encourage other people that are listening even now as to the reasons why they should open up their churches and interject the law and show them how the law is for them, if you would, Richard?
Sure. So the law has been, what we've seen here is in Kentucky, we have Maryville Baptist Church, whose pastor has said that we have to maintain services. The governor in Kentucky has banned in-person church services and has been singling out Pastor Roberts for continuing to hold services. And he said we have to obey God rather than men. And so on Easter Sunday, they sent Kentucky State Police to put notices on windshields and those license plates for follow-up by county health department officials. And some people have been fired for attending church on Sunday by their employers. And just so you know, it's an illegal question for an employer to say, did you go to church on Sunday? That violates Title VII. And so,
amen.
So they should not be asking these questions, but these are topsy-turvy times, and that's what's happened. We filed suit, and we have sought a TRO. We drew an Obama appointee judge in the same judicial district where a Republican appointed judge issued a TRO against enforcement of a parking lot service ban. And so it's important because it illustrates who you vote for appoints the judges who will hear the cases. And it's, justice should not depend on the difference between two people, but in this
case, that's right.
And so we're going to appeal that. We've also filed suit on behalf of Lighthouse Fellowship in Virginia. The pastor had a service in a 225-seat sanctuary with only 16 people, and they were socially distant, and yet he received a criminal citation up to a $2,500 fine, up to a year in jail. So I filed a notice of appearance for him on Monday in the criminal suit, and we, like I said, we filed suit in federal court the Friday before. And the bottom line is Governor Northam of Virginia says that churches can't meet with more than 10 people, and yet there's a photo of him on April 8th where there's 25 people in a room, including the governor, and they're practicing social distancing somewhat. There's a few people that are standing right next to the governor, and yet meetings for me and not for thee, and that violates the Constitution. And the First Amendment, the Founding Fathers in their wisdom said, we're going to remove from the public debate the question of whether church is essential. Religious free exercise is essential. Churches are essential to the well-being of the community. The church meets, and the church is not a building. The church is the body of people who gather together, and they have an impact on the community that cannot be denied. And so churches must be free to provide spiritual health and help and comfort, because it's pointed out to man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. And these governors are saying that don't worry about spiritual death, only worry about physical death. And they have overblown the situation in a self-serving way. And it's also very hypocritical as these governors say, we care about the elderly and the medically vulnerable, and we are so pro-life. And yet Governor Northam said that when a baby is born who is not wanted or who survives an abortion attempt, that baby should be made comfortable and then a conversation should ensue. about what that child's future will be. So it's very hypocritical for them to want to protect us to death and at the expense of our liberties dying. And so we're encouraging churches and pastors to push back against that. Each church's situation is different, and so you have to satisfy yourself of, you have to know the potential risks of enforcement that you're facing, and you have to be willing to accept the consequences. Because, you know, like our brothers and sisters in China, their church meetings have been made illegal, and the government there has certainly upheld the government's ability to impose those restrictions. Here, many restrictions will be constitutionally upheld, especially by Obama appointee judges. But those restrictions rightfully should not be upheld. So we're in a state of flux. Liberty dies when people don't push back, and so we're encouraging people to command their public servants to inform them that
that's right
in the country. So sorry for getting long-winded there, Bradley.
No, Richard, that's good. I got two more minutes, but I want to make clear this. What we're seeing right now in the United States is a government testing a people to see what they know and what they don't know. And I'm saying that and equating that to, they're going to assume power over the people, and that only happens when the people don't know the difference. But when the people stand up and challenge their authority, how many times and how often do we find out that they never were given that delegated authority in the first place, Richard? And I think that's what's happening concerning the churches right now. Is that not true?
That's right. And the churches, because of Romans 13, we have appropriately sat and said, okay, we're going to take a wait-and-see approach. The government and the experts that were informing the government's actions or cheering on the government's actions were telling us that this was the worst thing since the Black Death, and we have to take extreme to combat this. Now, many of the more intellectually honest scientists who came out with dire predictions have said, whoa, I had predicted 500,000 dead, and now I'm revising my prediction to maybe less than 20,000. That was the scientists at Imperial College in Britain. And now we've seen in New York, 24.6% of the population have tested positive for COVID antibodies. And that tells us is that these dire predictions are wrong, the data is wrong, and the course of action that we've taken has been absolutely wrong. And the potential impact on our country if these lockdowns continue is potentially catastrophic. And so the church has to lead the way. The church has to stand for religious freedom. Each situation is different, so the pastor has to make that decision in an informed way, whether they're going to choose to obey God rather than men. But you know, consequences can happen. We can't defend everyone, but if they are prosecuted and they follow the CDC guidelines of social distancing and sanitization, they can find a lot of those bullet points on our website, reopenchurch.org, and a legal memo that explains the situation. We want to be in a position to defend them. So we'll answer their request and see if we can defend them. But like I said, this is a country of many millions of people. In a sense, we're on our own, but in a sense, we're all in this together. And so we want to support the
church. Amen.
In that way.
Amen. Thank you, Richard. I totally appreciate it. Liberty Council, Richard Mast. Again, thank you for the short notice. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this. Medical tyranny, Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under Operation Warp Speed. I didn't say it. They did.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an official memorandum aimed at preventing illegal aliens from being counted in the 2020 census. The Trump administration telling NBC News that excluding illegal aliens reflects a better understanding of our Constitution and democratic principles. Opening the Senate floor on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill to help Americans.
We will start with the facts and develop real, targeted solutions on the subjects that matter most to American families. Kids, jobs, and health care.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, though slamming Republicans' effort to craft their new coronavirus stimulus bill, saying it's done behind closed doors and then dropped out on the Senate floor for everyone to sign. You're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence is on the road in Columbia, South Carolina. The Vice President again talking about schools reopening safely and says we can expect more guidance from the CDC soon.
And in the days ahead, the CDC will be issuing additional decision-making tools for parents and guardians, preparing K-12 school administrators for a safe return in the fall, and limitations and considerations on symptom screening and the like. That guidance will be forthcoming in the days ahead, and we look forward to providing that to you as well as to all the great education leaders.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes the United States and United Kingdom can work out a quick trade deal. Pompeo in London to meet with UK leaders on a number of issues. Walmart CEO John Furner says he's closing all stores on Thanksgiving Day for a break in a holiday shopping tradition. Thanksgiving usually marks the start of the holiday shopping season. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, so here we go. And by the way, again, if you're listening to the commercials, I know some people, they got to be entertained every second of their lives. And if they listen to these commercials, man, it's just they got to fall off and go find someone else to entertain them. Tame derived from entertaining is to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. Well, the fact of the matter is I'm not here to do that. I'm here to sell you the truth. And the Bible says that you're to buy the truth and sell it not. That's why I'm here, just for the record. But for those that were listening during the break, it's interesting, again, we've been talking about this for months now. Every single commercial is based off of driving the narrative that they cannot prove. Now you just heard during the break, friends, that airlines are jumping on. And keep in mind, these big corporations and companies, they're all in this global order together. That's why you see when one does it, they all do it across the United States of America. That is called a conspiracy, just for the record. Okay? I'm just updating people that haven't quite got onto the facts of the matter concerning what is actually happening here. I know many people have been brainwashed into believing that everything's a theory, but let me ask you something. How's that one working out for you? And keep in mind, it was the mainstream media that told you all of this was theory. Now we're in it, aren't we? Yeah, I was the guy telling you it was a conspiracy. They were the ones telling you that I was a theorist. Now, the fact of the matter is conspiracies are very real, and it's exactly what's happening here today, friends. Airlines, a couple of them now saying you're going to have to wear a mask. Then don't give them business, folks. You heard them also say that they were talking about some of these airlines are going to require papers that you're not COVID-19 positive. Baloney. Friends, this has to stop. It has to stop now, but it didn't. Okay? President Donald Trump is now pushing forth a new goal. It was the old goal. He's just showing you who he is again. Operation Warp Speed. That's a partnership with pharmaceutical companies and the military in a rush to create a coronavirus vaccination that will be mandated. Matter of fact, what he's doing right now, and I know that, listen, you need to pay attention, folks. Are you paying attention that all of this vaccination stuff is being laid on the Chinese? But who's presenting it to you on a daily basis through a coronavirus task force team? The president is. I know that Pelosi's being accused of this, that, and the other thing. She's just as much a criminal as the guy in the People's White House, friends. But who's opening the way? Who's opening the curtains every day to give these special interest groups, Anthony Fauci, who's on Bill Gates' board, to sell their agenda, namely their vaccination? Who does it more than the President of the United States of America does? Nobody does. But I know it's Pelosi's fault. As a matter of fact, Trump followers and Trump worshipers, they're now blaming Fauci. They're blaming Bill Gates. You know who they're not blaming, friends? The President of the United States of America, who's now creating executive orders to mandate mandatory vaccinations. Where is he deriving that authority from? Again, not from we the people, not from the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. Where is he creating it? Well, he's creating it and he's pushing it forward on the stupidities of those that don't open their eyes to what he's really doing here. We're to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say, Matthew 7:16. Also notice the pharmaceutical companies that came into play, which shows you that he's a player with the globalist agenda. This is nothing but his fruit since day one, by the way, and I can prove every point that I'm making. But it's interesting to note that the pharmaceuticals were opened up back in the 60s. It was John F. Kennedy that shut the door on Western medicine and big pharmaceutical companies, if you didn't know that. That was another reason many people laid to the fact that he was actually assassinated. One of the reasons of many. Okay. But we also know that when George Bush Sr. was in office, he opened the floodgates to the pharmaceutical companies to go ahead and make you and your families a prey to the pharmaceuticals and Western medicine, just for the record, just so you know where this is coming from. Again, there's the Bushes, right? But now we see Donald Trump in cahoots with pharmaceutical companies and, listen carefully, the military in a rush to create a coronavirus vaccination that will be mandated. What he's really doing, friends, here is he's stepping into Bill Gates' shoes, and you can rest assured the only thing that you're going to hear from Donald Trump's followers is nothing but crickets. They'll say this is a bunch of lies. They'll say it's fake news. They've been taught well, them sheeple have. Right? Anybody that tells the truth concerning this administration, friends, of course, is fake news according to Donald Trump and his followers. Shame on you for not taking the time to know the difference. Now, according to a report by Bloomberg, the Trump administration, listen, is organizing a Manhattan Project-style effort to drastically cut the time needed to develop a coronavirus vaccination. They want a vaccination, friends. They want to mandate a vaccination concerning a virus that they cannot even prove. It's not the virus attacking Americans, it's the government attacking Americans, just for the record, as I'm sharing with you now. Now, with this, much of the goal of making enough doses for most Americans, they're hoping to have by the year's end. This is all pre-planned, by the way. Instead of eliminating the police state and tyranny, Trump is doing just the opposite. He's now sided with Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, making him complicit in the removal of people's basic human rights. Now, I want to stop right there because I want, again, people to understand that your rights are blood-bought. I want you to consider before you hand off and forfeit your God-given rights to a wannabe tyrant that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies that you are now submitting yourselves to. How come it's never government enforcing our rights to liberate us? It's always a slow, incremental process of stripping us of our God-given rights. Why? Because this only happens through an uneducated people. That's how you create slaves, and that's exactly what people are doing. They are making themselves subject to be good slaves. people that have a knowledge and understanding of their founding documents, starting with the Word of God, folks, they don't make good slaves. No, they'll resist the tyranny. And we need more of that back in this country, friends. Now, it's time to call a spade for a spade, a tyrant for a tyrant. Brian from the YouTube channel, super cool guy, it's called High Impact Flicks, he detailed the problems with the vaccination and how quickly Trump pivoted, like he has on so many different issues, to help the biggest and most corrupt pharmaceutical companies in the world. He said, I want to ask you a question. Are you really against vaccinations? I am. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 19:19 not to mix blood, okay? Just for the record, it's better to obey God than man. Acts 5:29, okay? They work for me. I don't work for them. When they start talking about mandating anything, you better understand what you're up against and what you're dealing with. It is called mask off totalitarianism, okay? Are you against vaccinations, Brian asked? Are you against government-subsidized, taxpayer-funded pharmaceutical benefiting? Friends, what these people are doing, again, let me break that down. Federal government is stealing away your tax dollars, and they are reallocating them to big pharma companies to take and have more control over the lives of the people that are working to pay the taxes. That would be called treason against we the people. That's what they're doing. Are you really against Bill Gates and his supported vaccinations? Now, let me ask you a question, Brian asked. Are you for or against Donald Trump? Are you for or against Barack Obama? Do you suffer from congenitive dissonance? Are you trying to hold two mutual exclusive and diametrically opposed ideas or beliefs in your minds at the same time? See, the mainstream media is now saying that this is a good thing. Notice also, friends, that the mainstream media has been pushing the same agenda and same narrative since day one. Let me also remind you, Fox News is going right along with it. The said conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are going right along with it. Both the right and the left, as you have been conditioned to believe in this country, we are not ruled by party affiliation. We are ruled by law. We are constitutional. Republic, Article 4, Section 4. But isn't it interesting that you now live in a time where you have Fox News and MSNBC, you have the left and you have the right all agreeing on the same narrative. Why? Because they're all a part of the same plan. They're all clowns in the same circus of politics. When are Americans going to figure it out? The only thing I can do, again, is blow the trumpet. Nothing more and nothing less. Folks, the mainstream media is now saying that this is a good thing because they've conditioned the people that there's a virus out there, that they really care about us, and that they're really looking out for our safety as they sanction the murder of innocent babies in the womb, as they take your boys and send them to fight in third world countries, fighting off said dictators, say they, as they put it in your minds through the media, that are resisting a new world order that your government is advocating for. Right? You better know what's right and what's wrong. God is not a respecter of persons, friends. Remember that. And it's better to be on God's side than on corrupt man's side, and you better get on the right side of the fence. I can hear the sheep over there and the goats bleating together, trying to figure out who they are. Well, which ones know the voice of Christ, the good shepherd? Which ones know the voice of a stranger? Get away from them. Well, John 10 tells us that. Which voice are you listening to? Hey, folks. Trump is doing the right thing, say at the mainstream media, and their reporting of it should concern anyone who wants the freedom to decide what goes into your body. Your body. Hey, folks, did anybody hear the audio of Donald Trump saying that everybody needs vaccinations? Folks, this guy, on a daily basis, is transformed into the image that the Word of God has always told us that he is. He's a liar. There is no truth in him. He's already sold his soul, and now he's selling his country and his people down the river. Right? Luke 22:48. It's the same thing that Judas did to Jesus Christ when he betrayed him with a kiss. Hey, folks, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, here we go, folks. I want to finish this up. We're just talking about our friend Brian and his channel, High Impact. He had also brought up the point, wait until you see the name of the operation. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is medical tyranny. This is what this is. I hate to go there again, but this is what the Third Reich did, friends. Medical tyranny, Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under operation. They called it warp speed. Brian from High Impact said, wait a second. Okay, listen carefully. He said, wait until you see the name of the operation. He said, I thought, no way, no. It can't be this blatant. And if this is true, there's no way people are still going to be for Trump after this is all over with. He said it's called Operation Warp Speed. The project will join pharmaceutical companies, listen carefully, along with government agencies and the military. He said that they're all in this together. Yep, I know. I know what Scripture tells us. Isaiah 28, verse 18 tells us that they're allied together in a covenant of hell and a covenant of death. But let me tell you what the Word says. It will be disannulled. But again, it's better to preserve. Prevention is better than cure, friends. Either we're going to deal with them and pull out the rope, or else we're the ones that are going to lose everything we've got, including possibly our lives. Oh, Bradley, that's just extreme. Is it? Is it? To suggest such a comment shows me your lack of understanding of world history in so many different fronts. Brian goes on from High Impact. Now they're just putting it in our faces. He said, here's that thing you can do about it. We're going to get the vaccination going. You're going to have to have a vaccination certification. And folks, you knew this is where they were pushing it. I want to say, these are the same people that sanction murder of the innocent babies in the womb. Where did you think of people like that were going to bring it? Folks, they don't know anything about honor. They don't know anything about patriotism. They've never had to do anything but have other criminals cover for them all the way to the top of the political ladder. What sort of people what do you think they're going to do? Has anybody ever seen the criminal track record on Donald Trump, by the way? Oh, my goodness. All covered up. All hidden from the eyes of the American people. Just letting you know. Brian goes on, he says, are you really still for Master Trump? You know, people were checked out. You guys who are for Trump now, you call people out who were for Obama. The signing of the NDAA and the re-signing of the Patriot Act under Obama, Trump did the same thing. You called it tyranny then. What is it called when Donald Trump does it? He's acting in a despotic manner, friends. Then Trump comes along and does the same exact things, just like Obama did, and what do you hear? Absolutely nothing. Because everybody that supports Trump, that was against Obama, are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites, and that's exactly, by the way, why you have a left. Because it shows you that it's the fruit of the right. And if this guy in the People's White House is the best that the right can give you, or, you know, as they say, that was delivered up to them by the powers that be. They just didn't know any different. That should show you how corrupt they are. And it's exactly what it does. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Folks, this is the best that you have on the right. They hail, they worship this man that's attempting to mandate vaccinations through pharmaceutical companies, government agencies, and the U.S. military. Oh, and don't forget about the U.N., friends. You remember a couple months back when they were pushing for those that would be a part of the United Nations, they needed language interpreters. Remember that? In New York. My goodness, friends, you got such short-term memory, so many of you do. That's exactly why they continuously do what they do on a daily basis, because you forgot what they did yesterday. So they do something different tomorrow. Hey, folks, what's the world come to? This news isn't going to sit well with some, but you can rest assured, all those people that I talked about concerning the left and the right, the outlets, and the party affiliations unconstitutional that are supporting, notice how they're all supporting the initiative. And also notice, friends, that regardless if they can actually substantiate the facts concerning a virus that they call coronavirus, which they can't, they are ignoring hundreds of thousands of doctors all over the world today that are calling out Fauci and Bill Gates and Donald Trump for advocating this for who they are. It's all predicated on another lie to force something now, not into your homes, I'm sorry, not into your states alone, not into your cities, not into your counties, not just into your homes, but now into your body. I'm not the one pushing that narrative. The federal government is. The state governments are. And the little brown shirts that are out there doing what they think is their job. They have seared their consciences is what they have done. Folks, this is ridiculous. There's nothing legal about what they're doing here. Folks, we have to be fixed in direction when it comes to our rights and our freedoms. We need to know what these people who declare themselves as rulers, and they act like rulers, not representatives, are planning to do to us, because the writing is on the wall. Folks, Donald Trump is the one pushing the elitist agenda. He's the front man, and he always has been. I got to make another point before the end of the show. But But there's some people out there that call themselves preachers that are going out and about and talking about how special it is that Donald Trump is in office. I'll tell you what, if that's where that guy's discernment is or that woman's discernment is, I would shut them off and never listen to them again a day in their life, because it's pretty simple as to how we're to judge men, and it's by their fruits. Read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Okay, so you have that. I want to make one more point. Did you hear about the woman in Texas who has armed protesters, civilians, in front of her, protecting her and her business from the government, who is attempting to force unlawful edicts by telling her to shut down her business? Why is it a woman doing this? I'm high-fiving her, by the way. I'll tell you why. Because you have a bunch of effeminate men sitting around watching a bunch of football players in tights fighting over a pig ball. That's why. That's why the women are doing what the men should be doing. I want to be an encouragement to the men that are doing their job. Your women love you for it. Your wives love you for it. Believe me. That's what God ordained, that the woman should find her place in the man. He's the one that's supposed to take the lead. But you know what? When the men don't do it, the women do. And I'm going to stand there with them as well. Texas, with armed protesters in front of her, a salon owner, business owner, dares the cops to arrest her for opening up. Folks, this is tyranny. Listen to this carefully in ending.
The owner of a North Dallas hair salon today is daring city and county authorities to arrest her now. Salon a la mode was served with another court order to close, which the owner immediately refused to adhere to. CBS 11's J.D. Miles has more from the salon, where the situation becomes even more intense.
Hi, guys.
Shelley Luther walked out to cheers from a crowd of supporters of the Open Texas movement. She opened her North Dallas salon last week in defiance of the county order to remain closed during the COVID-19 public health emergency.
Texas needs to get back to work.
Luther may have passionate supporters outside her salon, but city and county authorities are not among them. They served her today with a temporary restraining order to close after issuing her a citation last week.
Mm-hmm. Saying that you do have to close, are you going to close?
No.
Okay.
She's saying I'm not going
to
close.
To abide by it, saying later that nothing short of arrest will shut her salon down.
There's a very good chance that I'm getting arrested today, and I will do everything I can
to
keep the shop open, because I'm not closing the store.
Amen. She's doing her job.
Me, I have someone that will keep the store open, because it's our right to keep the store open, and it's a right for those women to earn income for their family.
Luther's continued defiance of Dallas County Judge
listen to how they're putting a bias on her, a
non-essential business
bias,
raises questions about whether it has any teeth.
All I know is he's abusing his power, and
she's right.
He's got to be stopped somehow.
Amen.
In Dallas, J.D. Miles, CBS 11 News.
Amen, folks. Come on. Hey, man, you effeminate pansy sitting around watching the women do this stuff here. We're seeing more of this all over the country. As a matter of fact, if you look globally, you're seeing the women stand up to do what the men won't do. You're a bunch of cowards. And when you look at the judgments of God found in Revelation, starting in chapter 21, verse 5, going down to the end of it, notice it's the fearful that will be that will be the first to end up in hell. And you heard what Richard Mass, an elite attorney from Liberty Counsel, said. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, I want to add the judgment. You're going to answer for everything that you do and everything that you don't do. And you know what? When we're up there and I see this going down and I see the woman come up, I want to be there and say, you know what? You did the stuff when they weren't willing to do it. Men, let's stand up and be the men that God has called us to be, so the women can actually honor their men. I care more about that than taking criticisms and throwing them on the back of those that don't, in all sincerity. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.